Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amid Beis. We started the sugya yesterday of Tuma Hutshud B'tzibur and Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. And that is a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes on Vav Amid Beis. Rav Nachman holds that Hutshud B'tzibur, meaning that if there is Tuma, then it is as if it does not exist with the number of nafkaminas. You're going to have to make yourself crazy if you have a choice. And other nafkaminas, hopefully, that we'll point out today. And Rav Sheshes says, Dechuya hi betzibur. That is a machlokas that comes up here by Tuma of Yom Kippur. So, and as we know, the source of that, as we discussed in Maseches Pesachim, is by Karban Pesach, that Tuma machlokas there also, Tuma Hutra Dechuya. And it comes up, as we mentioned, in Hilchos Shabbos, the concept of Hutra and Dechuya, that Pikuach Nefesh, when a life is in danger, we are allowed to violate, in quotes, violate Shabbos in order to save a life, which is not really a violation. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So is that called Hutra and Dechuya? And we saw the Kesef Mishnah, which parallels Hilchos Tuma and Hilchos Shabbos. Lachora, you would say the same. This is a general discussion, as we know, by the sugi of Ase Docha Los Ase. How do we view Ase Docha Los Ase? And we had a Daf B'in Shir about this a number of years ago, where we discussed the different nafkaminas that might relate to what kind of approach you take. When you do the assay in the Makom de Los Assay, does the Los Assay exist and it's just pushed aside? Or do we say the Los Assay does not exist? The strongest formulation of the Hutra approach is Rav Nisim Gaon in Shabbos, in Perek Rav Elazar Demila, in the 19th Perek, where he says, if it's an Assay Docha Los Assay, so then the Los Assay, every Los Assay, he says, is given al Tnai. It's given on condition that you're not also doing the assay. If you're doing the assay, the los assay does not exist. That's where Rav Nisim Gaon on the page in Maseches Shabbos writes, and that's the strongest formulation of Hutra that one will get. That there's an inherent limit on every Aveira in the Torah. And again, you can't just say, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah, so I can eat treif. No, that's not, you can't use it. It's only, obviously, the case where one doesn't have a choice in the matter. Like we said, Mila Bitsaras, and the other examples that Gemara gives in terms of Yantif Fechulu, in our case of Tuma on Yom Kippur. But either way, this is a sugya that comes up there in general, Asi Docha Los Assay. And a number of nafkaminas might apply. How wide-ranging is Asi Docha Los Assay? Does it apply to a mitzvahs reshus, not a mitzvahs chiyuvis? That's the question of Rabbi Chana Wasserman. What happens when you have the principle of Ein Asi Docha Los Assay Va'asay? An assay knocks out a los assay, but an assay does not knock out a los assay and an assay. What happens if you do it anyway? Do you get malchus? That's the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. Meaning, did the assay knock out the los assay totally and it's hutra and you're left with a bittel assay, then you wouldn't get malchus. Or do we say dechuya? It exists, but you're allowed to do it. But in a case where you're not allowed to do it, then you violate, then it exists, and you're going to get malchus. Right? So that's another nafkamina in terms of the case of ein assay docha los assay va'assay. Either way, this is an important discussion. Related to this, just to mention, is a thought from Rav Yosef Engel in the Asvin D'Araisa, in Klal Yud, where he discusses, would you say that this issue of hutra and dechuya depends on another question, and that is, how do we look at Averos or Isurim in general? What's called by the Gemara in one place, but it's made famous, obviously, by the Achronim, Isure Gavra and Isure Chefza. When we have an Isur, is the focus on the person or is the focus on the object? Like he quotes in the second half of this piece, that many are machalik between Isurei D'Araisa and Isurei D'Rabbanan this way. That Isurei D'Araisa are Isurei Chefza and Isurei D'Rabbanan are Isurei Gavra. Some say that, not all Rishonim, that's the Nesivus. But he says, would that be connected to our question of Hutra and Dechuya? Or not? That's his suggestion. He talks about it in Hilchos Shabbos, really, and then he expands it to elsewhere. So, for example, he says, Achronim suggest that when you have a limited time Isser, for example, an Isser of Shabbos, where something's only Isser today, but it's not Isser tomorrow. So he says, a number of Achronim say that has to be, that reflects Isurei Gavra. Because if something was Isser Chefza, so how could it be limited? If these atoms are poison to my neshama, how can it be poison today and not poison tomorrow? It can't be an Isser Chefza if it's an Isser Zmani. So the fact that it is temporary, he says, some Achronim suggest, that proves, that reflects, it must be an Isser Gavra. That Hashem regulates my behavior today. But tomorrow my behavior is not going to be regulated. That's the suggestion. And he says they base it on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that's machalik between stolen matzah and tearing kriya on Shabbos. Somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, finds out their relative died, and they tear kriya on Shabbos. They're not supposed to tear kriya on Shabbos, right? It's an issa daraisa. But if they did their yotze kriya, they don't have to tear again after Shabbos. Masha Enke, the Yerushalmi says, if you steal matzah and you eat the matzah, so then you're not yotze matzah. What's the difference? They're both mitzvah baba avera. So the language of the Yerushalmi in Shabbos is by matzah gzula hagufa avera. Bramhacha ihu hudaka avar avera. By matzah, it is an avera. By Shabbos, you did an avera. What does that mean? So, explain the Achron, and by matzah, stealing, that's an Isser Chefsa, and that, therefore, adheres in the item. And you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah. By Shabbos, Isser Gavra, you did an Aveira. Okay, but the Maisa Kriya was done, and therefore it would be okay. That's his suggestion, that's some Achronim suggest that. But he himself says, I am not so convinced. And just he quotes 2 points, and then we'll continue. Number one is a halacha, right? It doesn't come up so much today. The Gemara Brachas tells us, what happens if a non-Jew lit a fire on Shabbos? Are you allowed to use that for Avdallah? If a non-Jew lit a fire on Shabbos, so the halacha is no. You need a Ner Shashavas. Sheshavas from what? From Melechas Isser. From Melechas Isser, says Rabbi Yosef Eigel, the non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. But it's still called a Melechas Isser. So you see clearly from that halacha, he says that Isurei Shabbos are not Isurei Gavra, because this isn't a Gavra that's obligated in Shabbos. So it has to be an Isser Chefsa, on the one hand. But then he quotes beautifully the Tosfos Yantif. I don't know if we mentioned this months ago, years ago. Hopefully we did. But if not, we'll mention it now. And that is the Tosfos Yantif mentions on Shabbos and others. That is fascinating. Just the Ha'ar is fascinating. We all know the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, which lists off all the Avos Malachas. So Reah, Chorish, Kotzer, Ma'amir, Losh, Malabin. Why are they all formulated as Gavra? It doesn't say Zriya, Harisha, Kitzira, Disha, doesn't explain the action. It talks about the actor, not the action. And the Tosfos Yantif is bothered. He says, I don't know why. Havi lelemisni zriya charisha v'chein kulam, b'loshen shem davar, v'lo havi lelemisni azoreya v'choresh. Ah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, but maybe this also is weighing in on the issue. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wanted to clue us in to the type of Isser this is. Zoreya, Choresh, Kotzer, focused on the Gavra. According to, so this would fall on that side. Yishtoma, Datanesh Mienu, Zebe Emes, Azriya, Vacharisha, Vchein Kamalachos, Ba'atzmusam, Einam, Asurim, Raksha, Adam, Hazoreya, Vachoresh, Hua Over, Shemisura, Gavra, Vachulu, and he has Kedarka Bakodesh, 5 pages on this Sugya. But his suggestion is that maybe the more it's Chefsa, the more you would say Dehuya. The more it's Gavra, that it's just a personal, but if the person has a mitzvah to do, then the Isser Gavra falls away. Because Hashem wants me to do this. If there's something inherently usser about it, separate from me, it's just defined that way, so then maybe I'm allowed to do it, but it's still there. And that's why it would be Dehuya. So this Sugya of Chefsa Gavra can be connected to the Sugya of Hutra and Dehuya. And he does connect that a little bit in the realm of Hilchus Shabbos, but again, this is Hilchus Tumah. So let's get back to our sugya. So we have this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So now the Gemara limits it. Hecha di'ika, we're about six. Itmar, let's start from Itmar. Itmar about 7 lines from the bottom. Tumas hameis, Rav Nachman amar hutra hi betzibur, Rav Sheshes amar dechuya hi betzibur, machlokas hutra and dechuya, hecha di'ika tzvein v'tahor behu beisav. Where you have a group of Kohanim that are all ready to do the Avodah today. Some of them are Tami, some of them are Tahar. Then Kulei Alma lo Pligi did Tahorin Avdi, Tamein lo Avdi. Everybody would agree in that case that the Tameim do not do the Avodah. Even if you want to say Hutra, the Tameim should not do the Avodah in that case. Ki Pligi la Ahadure v'la Asuye Tahorin mi-Beisav Achrini. The Machlokas is, today's Beisav are all Tamei. Right, let's say they're all related, they're all family, and somebody died, and they had to go, they're all matame. So, do you go to another Beisav, Tamara's family? Do you have to try to get them? They're not here, they didn't sleep here, they're not ready. Rav Nachman Amar Heterhi, Betzibur V'lo Mahadrinan. Rav Nachman says, no, it's Hutra, and therefore you don't have to go and find somebody from the other families. Rav Sheshes Amar, Dechuya, Betzibur, U'Mahadrinan. Rav Sheshes says it is Dechuya, and one can be Mahader. So that is limit version number one. Number two, Ika da Amri, afilo hecha di Ika taranu tmei and biyahu beisav, even if they're mixed within the same beisav, palag Rav Nachman, even if you have tahar people in this family, the tamei people could still do the avoda if you say hutra. Palag Rav Nachman, the amar avdi nami tmeyin, the tmeyim can also. Why? To call to masmei spitzibur rachman asharye. We're talking about a carbon sibur here, and therefore there's no difference between a tamei and a tahar, and therefore it can be done. All to masibur, even if there are other people in the beisav that are waiting right here in the wings, still rachman asharye, the Torah allows it. And here is where Rashi quotes the Makar. Right? Our Gemara quotes rayas from Mishnahs and Brises. But what's the source in the Torah? So that's what Rashi quotes right here on top. Tichsiv ish kiyia tamei lanefesh ya'aseh pesach sheni ish ya'aseh pesach sheni ish nitchel pesach sheni vein siber nidachin, as the Gemara says in Psachim. Aval zavin umitzara'in nidos v'yoldos shetumasu yotza lamigufa lo hutra ubo'al nida kenida. Rashi says, as we mentioned yesterday, only tamei meis. That's the only one that has this heter, and not a tumah shiyosel amigufo. That was Rav Yashav's last point at the end of the shir, in terms of the tumah of Chanukah. What are we really worried about, and what is required? Good. Says the Tosfos HaRash. Tosfos HaRash here has two dayas about the following question. So Lamaisa, what happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes Sameh? Let's say he can become Sameh in Yom Kippur. Tumah hutra b'tzibur. So what do you say? If the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, Tumas Ishto, like we discussed yesterday, so then you gotta get the next Kohen. That's why you have a Kohen waiting in the wings. But what about Tamei Meis? We say Tumoja B'tzibur. So here we have a Machlokas, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, in terms of what, and two versions of the Gemara, if you have in the same base of, could the Tamei people do it? So the Tosfos HaRash has two days. He quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says, if he becomes Tamei Meis, you bring in the other Kohen Gadol. That's what's included. That's the simple reading of our Gemara, says Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the Bali Atosfos, quoted in here. Im nitba tumas meis mishamish acher tachtav. Diamina lekaman. Diafilu im nitba bitzinora degoi mishamish acher tachtav. Umiyu malashol prisha loasal bishol tumas meis kiva deheter hu betzibur. But the other Kohen doesn't need the prisha because you don't have to make it. What happens if he becomes tamei? Right, so you'd allow him to do it. Tumah hutra b'tzibur. That's the first daya. The Tosfos HaRash himself argues. He says, according to the Mandamar, tumah hutra b'tzibur, if he becomes tamei meis, he still does the avoda on Yom Kippur. The afilu, and even according to the opinion that says the first opinion, this is a chiddush. Even according to the first version of the Gemara, that within the same base of, if you have tamei and tahar people, you'd make the tahar people do it on Yom Kippur. You'd allow the Kohen Gadol Tamei to do it. Why? Because it's a bidi'eved to have the backup Kohen Gadol do it. Lechad chila, we have the main Kohen Gadol. Hani mili kol yimos hashana, aval Yom Kippur, she mitzvas ha'avoda b'Kohen Gadol, vaday lo mahadrinan acher, delo gara me'ahadure achar beis av acher. So that's a chiddush. That's the first time we've seen an idea that the backup Kohen Gadol is not as mehudar as the main Kohen Gadol. And therefore, that's also a bidi'eved. At least according to the Machlokas, 2 days in the Tosfos HaRash, according to what he thinks that, according to the Mandamar of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, the Kohen Gadol, who became Tamei Meis, would do it as well. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Amina La. So now we get to, in Brises. So, how do I know? Rav Sheshes says, how do I know that Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur? Netanya, Haya Omer, Umakrav Minchasa Omer. If a Kohen is being makriv the Karban HaOmer, as we know, the Karban HaOmer is a Karban Tzibur. Tumah Dechuyi B'Tzibur only applies, we didn't explicate this, but only applies to a Karban Tzibur, and also, as we'll see, to a Karban Tzibur that you have to bring today. That's Tumah Dechuyi, this whole discussion is only there. So if a Kohen is being makriv the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, v'nitmeis b'yado, and it becomes Tamei, what do you do? Omer, he tells them, he lets them know, and you bring another one, you bring some more grain, barley, right? Bring some more barley, because you have to try to bring it betara. V'im ein sham elahi, what if there's no choice? What if there was no other cut barley? They don't have any ready. So then Omrim lo, we tell this Kohen, have a pikeach v'shtok. Be smart and just keep your mouth quiet. Keep your mouth shut, don't say anything, and just continue doing the avoda. That's the brisa. So what do you see from this bright? Meaning, ain't brera. So don't make a big deal. Don't announce it, and it'll be a bizayon, and people might get confused that, oh, you can bring carbon, it's mincha betumah. Great, you told us, we can't do anything. So you know what, just forget it. Just keep doing the avoda. So k'tani mi'as, omer umi v'yanacher etachdeh. What do you see from there? Tumah d'chuya betzibor. You try to get a tahar, but if not, just bring a betumah. So that's what it sounds like. Sounds like d'chuya betzibor. So Amar Rav Nachman, how would Rav Nachman answer that? Rav Nachman who says hotra? Rav Nachman says no, modina. Hecha di'ika shirayim la'achila. No, I agree. Even if I say hutra, I agree that if there's a choice of having a karban mincha with some shirayim leftovers that you could eat versus having to burn the whole thing, I would agree that you should try to get it in a way that you have leftovers. As we know, a karban mincha brought by anybody other than a kohen, only the flour under the three fingers that the kohen does the kmitza is burned, and the rest is eaten by the kohenim. It's kachi kachim. So Rav Nachman would say, even if I say hutra, and usually you do not have to try to go and find somebody else, but if the choice is finding somebody else and doing a patara and eating the leftovers versus not, you find and try to find somebody else. Right? So again, even if you say hutra, this is one of the major questions in this sugya, how far apart are these shitos really? Hutra and dechuya. So this type of line brings the shitas closer together. Even l'man d'amar hutra, if there's going to be a difference, l'maisa, in terms of what you're going to have to eat, then I'll agree that you should try to go and be machzir achar tahorim. So that's the important yesod of this line. Two important ha'aris. Number one is a major machlokas achronim. This came up a while ago, but we'll have to mention it again. The Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Svi. The Shvus Yaakov. It's amazing how much Chanukah is coming up in these dafim. Amazing. Hashgacha. Says the Shmuz Yaakov in his first tshuva on Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Lamed Zayin. Let's say I always light with Shemen Zayis. I always light with Shemen Zayis. Wonderful. And then I ran out of Shemen Zayis. So what did I do? I get my candles ready, my wax candles, and I set them up in my Chanukiah. And I'm about to light, and all of a sudden somebody runs in and says, I got Shemen Zayis. What do you do? If I started and prepared a mitzvah in a way that's not mehudar, is it a bizayon for the mitzvah to stop there, remove what you did already, and put in the Shemen Zayis? Or do I say no? Put in the Shemen Zayis. Do it behider. That's the shaila. Im yisalek yadom en anera shel shava v'yadlik b'shemen zayis shu mitzvah min amufchar. Oh, neima hol v'itchi itchi v'kimet shepar hischil lo yafsik. You started already, it's a bizayin, don't be mafsek. So he has a column, tshuva. What's the first thing he quotes? Nira laniyaz daiti, the kivan shekvar hitchil lahachin lahadlik b'nei reshol shaiva yigmar ha-mitzvah. Since you already started preparing even the mitzvah with the wax candles, do it with the wax candles. What's my raya? Number one, v'ksas raya lazeh meha de'isa b'perakama de'yuma davav. He quotes our Gemara. What's our Gemara? Our Gemara, where the Brisa is quoted as saying, if he's in the middle, and he says to them, you know, you have any tame? You have any tar? And if they do, fine. And if not, they said, and be quiet and keep going. So what do you see from that Gemara? K'tani miyas omer umevi acheres tachtera. Says the Shus Yaakov, v'im isa, if it's true, hecha di'ika mitzvah mena mufchar, if you say that even if where you have a miflim and a mufchar, if you started already, you have to stop in the middle, then what's Rav Sheshes' raya? That it's tumah dechuya. Maybe even if you say hutra, but to do a mitzvah min amufchar, even if you started already, you have to stop. Maybe it's not related to the sugya of hutra and dechuya. Maybe it's related to this other principle of, if you could do a mitzvah bihidura, so then you have to stop what you're doing and go do a bihidura. What do you see? The fact that that's not the issue in our Gemara, it must be you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And the issue is only one of Hutra and Dechuya. Elavadai, to be shemitzvah min amuvchar ein levazos mitzvah rishona. You shouldn't stop. Shekvar hischil ba. But mikol makom, but still, you have to stop for Dechuya. So that's his semi-raya. And he quotes other raya. He quotes for the Gemara in Shabbos. We know if somebody, even l'dvar rishus, you don't have to stop if somebody's already eating. And they started Behetta, you don't have to stop the Daven Mincha, the Gemara in the first parak of Masech HaShabbos. Either way, that's his sugya. The Chacham Tzvi heard about this tshuva, and he was very upset. He says, first of all, you didn't even start here. You set up your candles. Is that called starting a mitzvah? Even if you want to see it in the middle, let's say you lit the first two candles on the fifth night, then there's something to talk about. So, but here, you didn't start yet. So is that going to be called a starting? And that's what he says in Chacham Tzvi in Simin Mem Hei. He quotes the Shvus Yaakov, right, 1700s, and he says, Lo tzadak b'psak zeh. I think all of his rayas are wrong. He says, here you didn't even start. In our case, he's doing the avodah of the carbon mincha. There at least he started. And he continues and argues on the, a lot of Gemaras about this. We discussed this back in Mesechas Temura last time. Anyway, that's the machlokes, but the first raya that they quote and they argue with is our Gemara here in Mesechas Yuma. The other point I wanted to mention before we continue is our Chashukei Chemed of the day. Our Chashukei Chemed of the day, listen to this question. Sheila, the following story was said about the Aderet. About the Aderet. My son, it's a Aderet, which we mentioned a couple of days ago when we spoke about Mashiach and the Kohanim on Hayim Abayz. We spoke about Las Elavo. Are they going to need a Rivui Begadim? Oh, I got an email about a couple of people asked me where that is. So I saw it quoted from the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner. And I looked there and I couldn't find it. It must be somewhere in there. The letters back and forth of the Ta'omim and the Aderet. So feel free to look there. But I saw it quoted, but I couldn't find it inside. Either way, so Rav Zilberstein says here, Ma'isa Yisrael Aderet. There was a story, the Aderet, they were reading, there was Kriyas HaTorah and Asar B'Teves. They were reading, and there was a psul in the Sefer Torah. Ulafeta nimsa b'Sefer Torah ta'us she'yitil esavet b'kashrus Yisrael HaSefer. And they asked the Aderet to look at it. He was in shul. The Heshiv, he says, see the guy over there, he's a sofer, get him to fix it. Get him to fix it. She'ikru l'sofer she'yitakan ta'us alatar. Fix it right now. So that you'd rather do that than to have to put the Bimavaza, the Sefer Torah, putting the belt on the outside and putting it back in the Aron. So the Shaila is, but is that called a Hefsik in the Aliyah? Is that called a Hefsik? You know, you're being Mafsik. You made a Bracha Rishon and he's going to, Bracha, is that a Hefsik? So that's a question on the story. The story goes that they fixed it during the Aliyah. So Rav Zilberstein says, is that a hefsik? And it is odiyesh l'estapik. Another question I have is, by get, the halacha is that you have to wait to give the get until the letters are dried. And also the Minchas Chinuch has the question by Hilchas Shabbos. Are you chayev for kosev before the letters, the right towards the end of Shabbos, and before the letters are dry, they want to know if you're chayev a karban chatas. So maybe here too, maybe you shouldn't be able to read the Torah. You see what this has to do with us in a minute. You shouldn't have to be able to read the Torah until the letter's dry. Maybe it's not called ksav yet. So Rav Zilberstein himself says, no, that's not a distinction. When you're talking about a maisa ksiva, then you can discuss whether something is called writing until it dries. Yesh v'chalik ben ksivas get v'ksiva Shabbos, lo ben ksiva sefer Torah. By get, you need ksav sheino yechol l'hizdayev. On Shabbos, you need ksav miskayim. But by sefer Torah, it's a mitzvah kriya. Mitzvah kriya is a Torah. And you have it in front of you, and therefore I don't see a problem regarding that. But either way, what do you see from this story? It's a good idea to have some ink and a quill in the shul. That's what you learn from this story, says Rav Zilberstein. The Alkal Panim Eitz Atova Kamashmulam Nikola Sipur Hanal Shekedai Sheyia B'chol Beis Haknes as Diom Kolmis Kach Sheim Chalila Tim Satoz B'Sefer Torah. You could fix it on the spot; it won't be ignited in the Sefer Torah. And when I told this story to my brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he told me in the name of his uncle, the Chazon Ish, that one time also the Chazon Ish found the psul in the Sefer Torah, and the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, Rav Shmuel Greenman, was there, who was a sofer, and he quick fixed it on the spot. He said, "L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah," and it was not a hefsik. If there's no dio and kolmis in the shul, you would have to go tell the Baal Kore, "Have a pikeach v'shtok." That's the connection to our Gemara. Meaning what? What if you don't have another Sefer Torah? You keep reading. Yitzchak Olama LaBal Kori. If you don't have it, or you'll have to tell the Bikech Mashtok that we have to get a new Sefer Torah. That's the pashtus. Doesn't say that you have to put it away, but you'll have to tell him, Mavi Bikech, you know what? Just stop reading. Different context, but that's what he quotes it on our daf. So that's what we use. Then at the end he quotes, "Are you allowed to use a quill that has metal in it? Lo Sanifale and Barzel." The Chazanish did not think it was a problem to use that. But either way, that's an interesting shaila relating to a psul in the Sefer Torah. We continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei, let's try to bring another raya to Hutra Dechuya, Haya Makriv Minchas Parim Ve'elim V'Kvasim. There's a Tosefta. If the Kohen is in the middle of being Makriv, cows, rams, or sheep, Parim ve'elam akvasim. We don't know which carbon we're talking about here. V'nitmeis biyado, and it became tamei. Same thing. Omer mevien acheres tachtecha. V'im ein sham elahi. Omrim lo havi bikech v'shtok. Same case. So what karbanos are we talking about here? So my lav parim elam ukvasim dechag. Aren't we talking about the karbanos of Sukkos of the Moadim, which are Sibor karbanos, and that's why this again is a raya of tuma dechuyi b'tzibor, because you try to bring tahorim, and if not, then you just bring them b'tuma. So isn't this a raya of they're talking about the carbon sibers whose man also is kavua, and that's the context. And the mincha, it says minchas parim, meaning it's talking about the nesachim that go with these karbanos. Right, the nesachim, the libations, which are made up of flour and wine, that's what we're talking about. The mincha of all of these karbanos achag. Isn't that what we're talking about? And therefore it proves the chuya. So again, Amar lecha Rav Nachman, no. I could say that all of these are talking about other types of karbanos. And that's why you're allowed, that's why it has the halacha. But general betzibur, you wouldn't have that. So again, each case that he's going to have to come up with, he's going to have to say, no, it's not really tzibur. But it's got to be a carbon that's good enough that ultimately we're still makrivit betuma. So that's why it's a balance of the answer that Rav Nachman has to give here. So Amalecha Rav Nachman, we'll go through each one. Lo, parim, what's the parim? Par avodah zara. The Pesukim describe at the end of Parsha Shlach that if the entire community, if Rov Am Yisrael violate avodah zara based on a mistake of the Bezdin, so they don't each bring a carbon, there's one carbon brought, the par avodah zara, one of the parim hanisrafim, and that is, what's it considered? Afalgav, the tzibur who, even though it is a carbon tzibur brought on behalf of the tzibur, and that's why, ultimately, we would let it to be brought betumah if need be, but still, kivan de lo kaviyah lezman mehadrinan. But still, because it doesn't have to be brought today, so we're mahader after tahar. But that does not prove, that line does not prove that anything about sibur. Tumah dechuyah, because there's not really a carbon sibur. But again, Tosfos makes this ha'ara, which you have to understand, to understand the Gemara. Tosfos on top notes that even though it's not fully a carbon sibur, we would still, it's not brought, it's not like a carbon musaf. The whole tzibur violated, so it's being brought on behalf of them, and that's what Rav Nachman's whole answer, that it's not really a carbon tzibur, so it doesn't prove anything about tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, but still we would allow it to be brought b'tumah. Top Tosa, second line. V'hada amar omer lo havi b'keach v'shtok, umevi osa b'tumah, lav mishum de tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, tehalo dochi Shabbos, kivin de lo kviya leizman v'tumah nami lo dochi. It's not a raya of tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, but, skip three lines, v'hada mevia b'tumah, haina mishum de ritzui tzitz. The tzitz is maratza on this carbon. V'dafka tumas carbon, the maratza tzitz, avot tumas aguf, if the kohen were tami, not. So again, it's not a carbon tzibur, but it's good enough to be brought betuma because of the tzitz. That's the parim. Next, elim. What about the rams? Be'elo shel Aaron. We're talking about the isle of Yom Kippur. That's the context. Again, the alvagav the kviyah leizman, even though it has to be brought today, but you're missing the other ingredient. Kivan de yachudu madrinan. It's the private carbon of the Kohen Gadol. That we have to do today, because that's part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So again, we would allow it, b'di'evet, to be brought b'tumah, but that's not a raya for tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. Again, for that principle, you need both tzibur and kavua lazman. So the first line, the parim, was missing tzibur. This one was, the first one was missing kavua lazman, the second one was missing tzibur. Next, kvasim, sheep. Well, what's that referring to? Bekeves habayim ha'omer, tikishrayim lachila. That's the same answer that we gave before. Kvasim means the kivsei ha'omer, the ones that are brought special along with the carbon ha'omer, and those have, as the psukim describe in Parshas Emor, Rashi quotes it, vasisa b'yom ha'nifchem es ha'omer, keves v'chulu. That's, again, not, it's talking about the carbon ha'omer, not talking about the minchas nesachim themselves, which are totally burnt. Vaiter. Meisvei, next try. Dam shenitma vizrako. What happens if dam of a carbon became tamei and you did the zrika anyway? You did the zrika anyway. So it depends. Bishogeg hurtsa b'meizid lo hurtsa. Is there ritsui? Is there kapara achieved? Bishogeg yes, b'meizid no. So what does that show? Why would it work bishogeg and b'meizid not because we're kones you, we fine you on a d'oraisa level? It works. Midrabanan, you did it b'meizid when you shouldn't have, so we're going to say it doesn't work. But why would it work? So the assumption is, and the Gemara is going to say it explicitly in two lines also, because the tzitz is maratza, the tzitz on the Kohen Gadol has power to make karbanos effective, even though they have problems with it. Which problem? Tumah, as we'll see explicitly. That's the only problem that is solved by the tzitz, right? If an animal is a balmum, you're not going to say, oh, the tzitz is maratza. The animal, if it was psul nifsal biyotze, the tzitz is not maratza, only tumah. So you see from this Gemara that the tzitz is maratza, and that's why even if the dam was tameh, as long as you did a b'shogeg, it's okay. The fact that you need the tzitz to be maratza shows tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. Because if it's hutra, you don't need the tzitz. And then there would be a different shogeg mazid across the board. We'd say, okay. So doesn't this prove also tumah dechuyah? Right, that's a little bit in Tosfos, but the Ritva says it explicitly. This line. He says, what's the point of this line of the Gemara? Umiya shamina mina delav heterhu dehaboy tzitz l'ratzos. Ukeshu b'mezid afa tzitz ina maratza midrabanan. So again, a raya against Rav Nachman. Or for Rav Nachman again, four of Sheshes against Rav Nachman. So Kitanya Haidi Yachid. Maybe that's talking about a carbon yachid. That's why you need the tzitz, right? We don't know what carbon that's talking about. It could be talking about a carbon yachid. Period. Tashma, continuing. Alma hatzitz maratze. What is a tzitz maratze? What does it work for? Al hadam vi al habasar vi al hachelev. Blood, flesh, or chelev shenitma. That became tamei. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezin. Bein b'onez, bein b'ratzon. Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Back in Pesachim, we spoke about, are these describing how it became Tamei, or that you did the Zrika? Meaning, Shogeg Mezid, that it became Tamei Shogeg Mezid, or you did the Zrika Shogeg Mezid? So that was a Gemara, not here, the Gemara discussed that back in Pesachim, Pesachim, when we had this quoted. So, either way, the Tziz is Maratza on all of these items, doesn't matter how. And says the Gemara. Again, but you see the Ritzui Tzitz. So again, why would you need the Ritzui Tzitz if we would say Tuma Hutra Betzibur? If you look at Rashi for a minute on Bain Betzibur, Rashi says, Umi de Ba'i Tzitz L'Ritzuye, Shma Mino Lav Heterhu. And then Rashi adds, Uma Bain Yachid Letzibur. If the Tzitz helps even Yachid, then what's the difference between Tuma Hutra Betzibur and the Tzitz being Maratza anyway? What do you need the principle? That's his maratza anyway. So Rashi quotes, no. Shahayachid ain't tumas haguf nitchetzlo. She'ein atzitz maratza al tumas haguf. Tzitz maratza if the karbon or the dam or the chela becomes tame. But if the person's tame, tzitz doesn't work for that. Tumat hutra betzibor, tuchli betzibor, that's even if the kohenim are tame. Right? That works even for tumas haguf. That's the nafkamina, that tzitz maratza is not as powerful or it's not as expanded of a principle. Either way, back to the Gemara. So if you say that you need the tzitz, so if you say tumah hutra, why do you need the tzitz? Again, another raya against Rav Nachman. So I'm like, Rav Nachman, kiktani atzitz maratza adi yachid. The tzitz maratza is only going on the yachid elements, but on the tzibur elements, it's tumah dechuyah betzibur, you wouldn't need the tzitz. V'ibayasema, or afilatema betzibur, b'hanaf telo kaviyah lazman. Meaning the last line, Alma Tzitz Maratza, is only going on the needed, the Yachid ones or the Lokavio Lazman ones, right? But other than that, you wouldn't need it, period. Related to this whole sugya, I'll get to mention it because we're here. This is one of the major sugyas in Shas. Of Hutra Techuya is what we mentioned yesterday. A little bit from Rebbe Yashiv. And the main question of the Achronim, and that is, why did we, right, are we at least 2 weeks before the Chag? Yeah, we're 2 weeks before Chanukah. So according to all days, we can start talking about Chanukah. Less than 30 days, less than 2 weeks, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we could talk about Chanukah. And that is, why did we even need the Nes of Chanukah? Hutra, Dechuya, whatever you hold. We didn't need the Nes. We would have been able to do it anyway. So one answer we had yesterday, and that is Rav Yashiv, because the Tumah that we're talking about is Tumas Meis on us and Tumas Ziva and the other Tumas that the Pachim, the Pach, was Tameh, and Tumah Duchuy B'Tziva doesn't work for that. That only works for Tumas Meis. So we needed the Neis. That's the most halachic answer. The most, right? You needed the Neis because Tumah Duchuy doesn't help for all Tumas, number one. But the other two answers to mention that many Chanukah Sfarim mention are from the Pnei Yoshua and the Erem Yosef Engel. Pnei Yoshua on that Gemara in Shabbos, where the Chanukah Sugya comes up, Yesh l'tamu al tarach hanes hazeh. Lama. Da'kaimel on tuma hucha b'tzibur. V'hayichon l'halik b'shem and tamay. Why do you need it? Okay, if you say dechuy, it's a little better. But even if you say that, why do you need it? So he explains, after quoting others, that that's the point. You didn't need it. You didn't need the nes. And Hashem did it anyway, to be ma'afsher, to allow us, to give us the opportunity to do a mitzvah behidura, not relying on any bidi eveds. Hashem wanted to show His love for us during the Chanukah story. That's exactly the point. You didn't need it. What's the question? Why did it? In a chinami. You didn't need the nes. He did it for us anyway, because He wanted to show us the chiba, right, during Bayesheni, when there was so much darkness, and we didn't know if Hashem was still with us. Ikar anes lo nasa el alohu di elohem chibas hamakom aleihem. Kida ashkechan shenasa zeh anes tamid shonimsa other nesim v'chulu. And he says, because the Greek bumper sticker was kisval karen ashar, right? That was the rule. You had to write on the horns of your oxen. That's what they used to, that was their cars in those days. Ein lanu chelek v'elokei Yisrael. They made the Jews write that. So Hashem wanted to show that yesh lahem chelek v'elokei Yisrael, and that's why even though you didn't need the nes, but Hashem did it for us anyway to show the love. Number one. The other answer given by Rabbi Yosef Engel is that even in general, if you say Huchur Dechuyi B'tzibur, that's only when you're already in the Avoda and something occurs. But to start Chanukas Habayis, you can't start with a Bidyeved. You can't start relying on something that is not ideal. And therefore, maybe, suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, the principle of Tumah Huchur Dechuyah does not apply when you're starting the Avoda. Meaning, during the Miluim, they wouldn't have been able to rely on Tumah Huchur Dechuyah B'tzibur. We spoke about the Miluim. It's only, you have to start off on the right foot. And once you get the Avoda started, so then you can rely Memela on Huchur Dechuyah. But Chanukah is just, they're being Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash again. It was all Tameh. They're being Mechanech it again, so maybe that's why you wouldn't have been able to rely on these principles. So, Rav Yashiv and the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, we continue. Meisvei, fourth to last line. V'nasa Aaron asavon hakadoshim. Aaron carries and bears the sin of the karbanos. V'chiveiza avon unosei. With his tzitz, what avon does he carry? Im avon pigol harik farnemar. Lo yeratzeh. If it's the avon of pigol, it says lo yiratzev. Im avon nosar harik v'nemar lo yichashev. So pigol and nosar out. What does pigol here mean? So the Gemara says elsewhere, Rashi quotes it, pigol here doesn't really mean what pigol normally means. Pigol usually means, as we spoke about recently, if I do the avoda, yesterday mitzvah shir, we spoke about it. That's where it was. If I do the avoda, if I'm a kohen, I do the avoda with a machshava to do a later part of the avoda chutz l'zmano, to do a zriko or an achila chutz l'zmano. That's normal pigol. That's not what it means here. Here, nosar means pigol. Pigol means what we call pasul, chutz l'mkomo. That's the context based on psukim. But either way, if you have a problem of chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano, so that doesn't work. The tzitz doesn't help for that. That's lo yiratzeh. If it comes, the carbon becomes nifsal. And if it's pigol, really pigol, then you're chayv kares if you eat that. So says the Gemara, ha'eino nosi el avon tuma. So what does it work for? It works for the avon of tuma of a yachid. Of a yachid. The tzitz helps for a carbon yachid that became tame. Why do we choose that problem out of all other sins? Continues the brisa, she'huchra michlala b'tzibur. Because after all, you already have a precedent where you can have a kula regarding the problem of tumah. So just like tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so too that's what the tzitz is going to be miratza on for a yachid. So it's a beferish. It's explicit, the brisa. The kasha of Rav Sheshes. So it's beferish, hutra, and it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara answers, no problem. Tanoihi. So machlokas tanoim. And therefore, whatever, the Amoram, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Nachman both have a Tana on their side. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Tzitz, bein sheyesh no amitzcho, bein she'eino amitzcho meratze, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, whether the tzitz is on the Kohen Gadol's forehead or not, it doesn't matter, it's still meratze. Even if he's not wearing it, says Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, odeyu amitzcho meratze, eino odeyu amitzcho eino meratze. No, only one is when he's wearing it. When he's wearing it, then the tzitz, it's some combination of the tzitz with the gavra of the Kohen Gadol. So that's why it has to be on his head to be meratzeh. Amar lo Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, I'll bring you a raya that I am correct. Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim yochiach. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. She'eino deo ha-mitzcho meratzeh. For half the avodos, it's not on his head. right? It's one of the big days Zahav. So he doesn't wear that whenever he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. And we know that since it's a Maratza all day, so you see that even when it's not on his head, it must be powerful. Amalo Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Hanach l'Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Don't ask me from there, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Shetuma hutra lo b'tzibur. And therefore, you don't need the tzitz. You don't need the tzitz. So therefore, you can't bring me any rayas from that case. Michal Reb Shimon Savar Tuma Dechuy Hibitzibur. Master Reb Shimon, who doesn't say that, and he argues, it must be that he holds that Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibur. So really, it's a machlokas tanam about Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Two important ha'aris, and that is number one. So the tzitz is meratze, whether it's on his forehead or not. At what point, when it says, whether it's on his forehead or not, whether it is on his forehead or not on his forehead, it's still okay. If what? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi right here says, if the tumah came onto the item, when it was on his forehead or not on his forehead, that's when Reb Shimon says it works. That's Rashi right here. Bein sheyesh ra'atzat al mitzchos shel kohen gadol kishe'ira tuma al karbon. That's Rashi here, and Rashi says it in Psachim too. Other Rishonim, the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, where this comes up, says no. We're talking about whether it's on his forehead or not when the avoda is done of the tameh item, not when the tuma is chal on the item. As a Rov Rishonim say, why should it make a difference when the item became tameh? The point is that the avoda that you're doing with the tameh item needs to work, needs to be effective. So why should it make any difference? So explains the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav here is the Griz in Nazir Daf Nun Dalet. Nazir Nun Dalet. And this is the Vuris Ari's question, the Shagas Ari's question. It says, why should it make a difference when it became tameh? It should only make a difference when the avoda is done. So you have to say, explains the Briska Rav, that Rashi holds what the tzitz does is to prevent the tuma on the item. That's how the tzitz is working. Once something is tameh, you're finished. Rashi's point is that you have to have, it doesn't matter whether it's tzitz meratza or not, on the fart or not, when the tum is chal on the item. That's how Rashi, the lum, this must be, that it's working. Sfir le Rashi. Shigam b'shas tumas adam, tzorech l'ritzui tzitz. Sha'al yedei zeh chal ba'adam din, shetzorech l'zorko. Even if the tzitz is meratza, that means it's not fully tume, meaning the tum is not going to prevent the zrika to be done. And it goes by the chalos tuma. V'im eina tzitz b'shas tuma, kfar lo chal b'hadam din shetzarach lizorek af ayidei tzitz. That must be Rashi Shita, that it's something preventative at the original moment. Or not just preventative, an allowance. That even though this tuma went on it, that's not going to prevent this avoda from being done. Number one. Number two, the other, maybe two more points, or one more point on this, and that is the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi asks, does the Kohen Gadol have to have all his begadim on? Let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have the tzitz on. What happens if, let's say according to other Rishonim, he sees that they're about to do the avodah of something tummy. He grabs his tzitz and puts it on. Does that work? Does he need all the begadim or just the tzitz? Right? The Gemara always talks about odei al mitzcho, not odei al mitzcho. Do you need both? So the Beis HaLevi says in Simen Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simen Gimel, he has this suffix. Mistaf kana lahachman da amar, the sphere le deina tzitz rak odo al mitzcho I bi'inon Gam keshe lovish kol abegadim shelo osagi shlovish rakatitz lachuta ulafi asvar nira. What would you think? Says the Beis Halevi. Pashtus is the beina she lovish kol abegadim mistama kol abegadim. Why? Because the point of it being on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol is when he's a Kohen Gadol with the tits on his forehead, and without the big day kahuna, he's not a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, I think, says the Beis HaLevi, that you have to have all the begadim. The Amrinan, Eim Begdeim Aleim, Eim Kunasam Aleim, Eim Kein, Hagam Im Lavash Hatzitz L'chuda, Lo Havi Kohen Gadol, V'Havi Kizor, Shel Lavash Hatzitz, V'Hachman Damar Hasvir, Leidein Amaratzar, Rak Ba'odol Mitzchol Shel Kohen Gadol, Dafka. And he quotes that this answer helps out to answer some other questions. This is the Beis HaLevi. If you look at other Achronim, they say, no, if you look in the order, the tzitz is the last thing he puts on. So that's what it means. You have to go in order, and you need all the begadim, not because of the lum distaf going to be a Kohen Gadol. But that's the question of the Dvar Avram. Let's just maybe just read. We'll do this again, Beth Shem, on the next daf. Let's just read the next daf to make one other ha'ara. Amar Abaya Benishbra, tzitz tekuli amalo pligi de la maratza. Both Tanam agree that if the tzitz is broken, it's not going to work. Ki pligi de tali besichsa. The machlokas is where it's just there, but it's just not on his forehead. Literally, it's hanging on a peg. Rabbi Yehuda savar, it's hanging on a peg, meaning it's not going to be on the floor. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of noting that if you walked into a room, we're going to have this comparison in a second. If you walked into a room, and on the floor in the room, you see the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, shining, golden, and your tefillin, what do you pick up first? And Allah, as we know, is, you pick up your tefillin first. Because our tefillin have more kedusha than the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. To realize the godless of the chefsa tefillin that we wear every day. Either way, so Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's hanging, al meitzach v'nasa, on the meitzach v'nasa, that's the lashon, it has to be on his forehead. Rabbi Shimon Savar, tamid l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem, always, my tamid, what does tamid mean? I lema tamid al mitzcho, mi mishkachas la, do we say tamid, what, is it always on his forehead? Mi lo boy me'al l'beitzach kisei, but he never goes to the bathroom. Mi lo boy me'nam, he doesn't, takes a snooze. El tamid maratzu. It must be even when he takes it off. It's still tamid. It's still maratzu. Rabbi Yehuda nami haksiv tamid. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with tamid? Rabbi Yehuda says it's only when it's on his forehead. Hahu tamid shlo yasir dai to mimenu. That just means he cannot lose focus. Kedrabba bar hafuna, damarabba bar hafuna, chayiv adam lamashmesh betfila bechal shah v'shah, kalvachomer mitzitz. We always have to focus on our tefillin. Every moment that we're wearing it, kavachomer from the tzitz. Last line for today, uma tzitz she'ein bo ela askara achas, a tzitz which only has one Shem Hashem on it, which we don't even know exactly how it appeared. But we discussed it, but we'll get this, but this is in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, in the first parak, the Rishonim discussed, what did it look like, Kodesh Lashem? What was on the top line, what was on the bottom line? There's at least three or four different suggestions. How did it look? We don't know for sure how it looked. But that says only had one Shem Hashem on it. Amra Torah al mitzcho tamid shalei yasiyach dai to mimenu. Tefillin, sheish ban askaras harbi, alachas kama v'kama. So surely tefillin, which has many shemos of Hashem. There's a lot to talk about. Hashem, we'll get to that on the next daf. Just to mention one point, which again, tomorrow's daf will be uploaded from the last cycle, but I think there's one shita that I did not mention, and that's the Marsha right here. The Marsha says, what's the symbolism of the kalvachomer? Of, if the tzitz, surely tefillin. You know, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, the three kesarim, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah. The tzitz symbolizes Keser Kahuna, tefillin symbolizes Keser Torah. Lamanti Yatorat Hashem Beficha. Keser Torah is Ola Al Gabehen. Says the Marsha, that's the Kal V'chomer here, and therefore we have to realize, we have to have that focus and make sure that we realize the godless of the tzitz, but also the godless of tefillin. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue. Tomorrow's daf will be up, and Hashem will continue on Sunday.